Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue.
So today I'm here with Mary, who's going to talk a little bit about her bucket list. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Chris.
Can you tell me a little bit about your bucket list?
Yes, my first item on my bucket list is to start a family, perhaps several children, we will see. And at the moment we are starting with one.
It's a good start.
Yes, and after we will decide if we have more and quickly or not quickly.
Yeah, and what would for you be an ideal number of children?
My dream is to have 3 children, because I am only child. Uh-huh. And I love the big family, because I discovered that with my boyfriend, and my vision is great, because atmosphere is very particular during the celebration or holiday with a different generation. Uh-huh. And if you don't have the feeling with a specific person, no problem, because there are many other cousins, nail or aunt.
Right, so if you see one that's maybe not too interesting or a bit difficult, you can put a cross on this person and speak to somebody else. Excellent. So you like the idea of lots of people being around. Okay, so watch this space to see how many children Mary has in the end. So what's the next thing on your bucket list? What is the next item?
My second is to become sophrologist. And with different exercise, with breathing, physical movement, awareness and projection.
Can I just ask you, what is a sophrologist? Because not everybody knows what it is.
It's a discipline, and the idea is to connect the body and the mind with a fun way to develop the harmony between the mind and the body, and to develop a consciousness of oneself, and to develop physical ability, for example, athletes or old people.
And you're training at the moment to become a sophrologist?
It's possible.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying the training? Do you like the training?
I like the training, but I prefer the other sport. For example, at the moment, I prefer the Pilates.
Okay, but the training in sophrology, you like this?
Oh, I like the training, and today I follow a training for 15 months to learn and develop knowledge and practice. And my dream is to combine this knowledge with sociology, because my first training it's in the sociology. Okay. Specializing in the organizational and quality of work life. And
so could you combine this with, yes, sophrology to work in, for example, in corporate business?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For example, the training like stress management, change management, mm-hmm, priority goal. For example, accompaniment or audit.
Okay, excellent.
To develop.
This is your big dream, is to
do this. Yes, it's a big dream.
Yeah, it's good to have dreams.
And we will see what will happen.
Yeah. Do you have any other items on your bucket list? Because I think you told me you have three items. That's the second. The first one is the family. Second one is sophrology in whatever guise. And the third one, what is that?
My third item on my bucket list is to be able to travel every year in a new company and specific...
A new company or a new country?
Country, sorry. And to discover a new culture. And to visit the monument and the archaeology. For example, I wish to discover the Egypt, the American Latin.
South America, yeah?
Yes.
Peru, maybe? Bolivia?
Yes.
Places like this?
The temple.
Ah, yeah.
And I wish to discover the construction, the build, the philosophy, history, and the history in the history.
Okay, so like the whole civilization thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And where have you traveled to so far? Where have you been to in the past?
I went to Greece.
So lots of archaeology there. It depends where you went, but
yes,
a lot of archaeology. Where did you go in Greece?
The classical Athens, but I don't. I didn't like Athens because
big city, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. I prefer in the country. For example. I remember the circle or the theater. There are city like Mistral. The island. Several island.
Islands. Yeah.
Island. Mm-hmm. Thank
yeah.
you.
The Greek islands. Yeah.
And. And it's beautiful to discover a monument with nature.
Yes, sure. Actually there, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The atmosphere is different to go in Rome.
Yeah.
I love Rome, but it's more authentic in the country.
Countryside, yeah.
Yes.
Sure, yeah. Rome is a bit, it's strange, isn't it, to see all of this old architecture with the new stuff around it.
Yes.
And there's, I suppose, have you been to Nîmes in the
yes,
south of France?
Yes, the arena.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but all around it is new stuff, so it looks a bit strange. Well, I recommend that you go to Turkey. There's some fabulous
oh.
archaeological sites in Turkey, which you would love if you love archaeology.
The theatre?
Theatres, amphitheatres, whole cities in where you can see everything. Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting.
In France, there are Orange.
Yeah.
And there are a big church.
Ah, in the city of Orange, yes.
Yes.
In the south of France, yeah. Mm.
And that, it's beautiful, but... it's interesting, you imagine in other period,
yeah.
the other
what
people.
What it was like at the time, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Okay, well, so we know that your bucket list is to have a family. Maybe not, I guess that's the first thing. Then you could be a sophrologist, maybe, you're just feeling that one out.
Yes.
And you want to travel every year to somewhere new. Discover new cultures.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Mary.
Thank you, Chris.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.